From the WLRN Miami Herald Newsroom, I'm Luis Hernandez. A group of protesters in Pompano Beach said they were ready to go to jail to speed the release of undocumented immigrants facing deportation. And that's exactly what happened. Seven protesters chained themselves to each other outside the Broward Transitional Center yesterday. Rally organizers say the detention facility is holding between 500 and 700 undocumented immigrants awaiting decisions on their deportation cases. Many of them are what immigration officials call low priority, meaning they're guilty of minor violations like traffic citations, and they don't pose a threat to society. Among the five men and two women arrested by Broward Sheriff's deputies was 21-year-old Nestor Ruiz. He says his undocumented father was pulled over for driving without a license 8 years ago and spent 4 months in the detention center before being deported to Mexico.
President Obama said he was going to use his executive authority to do something by the end of the summer, which is September 22nd. So we're here with urging him with the community, telling him that we need relief and we need it now.
Ruiz and the others were part of a group of about 70 protesters who gathered outside the detention center for the rally. Many of the protesters are self-proclaimed dreamers, the children of undocumented immigrants. Broward Sheriff's deputies say the seven will probably be charged with trespassing, which is a misdemeanor. Circuit Judge Terry Lewis held a hearing Wednesday to consider a new map approved by the Florida legislature. That new map alters seven of the state's 27 congressional districts. Voters in 2010 passed standards that say legislators cannot draw up districts to favor incumbents or a political party. Judge Lewis earlier this summer ruled that districts drawn up in 2012 were illegal because they were drawn to help the GOP. A coalition of groups argued that the judge should throw out this new map, but an attorney for the legislature argued that the legislators drew up the new map that conforms with Lewis's previous order. From the WLRN Miami Herald Newsroom, I'm Luis Hernandez.